Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
Hello. Yeah, this is Glenda Irvin.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get the account pulled up. Verify your address for security purposes.
1170 White Oak Road, Jefferson, Texas, 75657.
All right. I'm going to watch this so slow here. 1 second. All right, so I have an account pulled up here with the information matching for a through a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum, and you're saying that you never did that, correct?
No, I didn't. And if I was on any kind of survey, if on a survey, all, no amount of money was down there. I don't even remember this. But my goodness, I would never put myself out there like that. I got 3 vacuum cleaners.
Oh, well, now you probably wouldn't need that then. All right, did you call
and
your
they charged my card $49 and some change.
Yes, ma'am, I'll help you with that. Did you call your card hard or did you call us first?
No, I called my bank. Because I wanted to know what that $49 took. And I said, I haven't bought anything for no point. As a matter of fact, I've been in the bed sick with hyperthyroidism. And I had been sick, so I hadn't even, I've been in the bed sick. So I don't know when this took place or anything like that. And I was when I was sick, I've been sick since December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas. So I don't know it. I mean, I'm just appalled.
You got that? Oh, trust me, it happens now. Anybody can get your information now. All right, so we'll go ahead and file the fraud claim first. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you a number in your household placed an order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
No, I've never placed an order. No, nothing like that. Matter of fact, I don't even order stuff online.
I wonder how somebody would get your information.
I have no idea because I have been. Oh, what's the word they use for it when they take money out your account? I did that when I was up in Pennsylvania. I got back from Pennsylvania to Texas, and I had charges that I knew nothing about. I guess if you buy something, you enter your card, people could just grab it and pick it up. I don't know. I know I've never done that.
Do you order things online?
Pardon?
Do you order things online?
No, I don't.
Because that's usually the first thing.
No, I don't. I don't order online. Everything I buy, I want to look at it and see it, and touch it, feel it. I'm almost 72 years old. No, I don't. I'm old school. I go to the store.
I can definitely understand that. Yeah, she said, because most people, they don't like to be on those computers and stuff.
Nope.
1 second.
But the word I was looking for a while ago, compromised. I've been compromised before.
Yes,
and had,
ma'am.
Yeah, two of it, not just once, but twice. But I had to have a whole new, I had one of my bank cards. I deal directly through the two banks.
Mm-hmm.
It was Citizens Bank, then Vera Bank, and I deal directly through him, through them.
Okay.
And so I don't have like the outside credit cards and stuff like that. I don't have that. I have my bank card. It takes care of everything, including my checking account. Everything is in that way. Because I'm retired, I have to protect my money.
You got well, you got that. But even if you weren't retired, you got to protect it these days. Everybody's out to get it.
That's just the truth, though. And I don't get the money in the bank that I got when I was working because I'm a retired nurse, and I don't get that kind of money anymore.
Well, you should have got. Well, I would have thought being a nurse, you would get so paid good for your retirement.
Yeah, I'd get decent retirement, but not what I was making. I probably don't even get a fourth of what I was making when I was on the job working. I retired at 67 in 2017.
Yeah, that was in 17. All right, but I'm glad we got everything canceled and refunded. So you can give that refund 3 to 5 business days to go back in the account. For some reason, if you don't see it on your MasterCard, check with them and then give us a call back.
I sure do appreciate you.
All right, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good day.
All right, goodbye.